Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Chicago Blackhawks are now one win away from tying the longest streak in franchise history. And with a win tonight, they'll complete another season sweep of the Montreal Canadiens, a team thought to be a lock for the playoff spot, but who is now one struggling just to hold on to the one that they have. Torrey Mitchell to face off against Artem Anisimov. Hawks' hottest line set to get her going. The drop of the puck and center ice between Mitchell and Anisimov, and this one's underway in the Hawks' control. Moves it across the Hawk line to Weiss on the near side, broken up by Gustafson, moves it on the left wing to the Canadiens' line for Rasmussen. He was beaten to the puck there by Emelin the Habs. Then Gustafson took it in the Canadiens' zone, moves it over, and a shot, they score! It's Richard Panik with his first Blackhawk goal. A perfect setup by Gustafson from the left wing boards across to Panik. And from the top of the right circle, he let it rip. It's 1-0 Hawks. Helmerson now behind the Hawk net, passing to Duncan Keith near corner. Bothered by Paul Byron, put it over to Jalmerson. He sent it up the right boards, not out. Puck taken now, top of the left circle, then right circle. Petrie shoots, Crawford down with a butterfly, save the rebound, they score. It's Lars Eller sweeping in front of the Hawk net. And he and Fleischmann each were there in the same time. Looked like Eller got the tip on it. Ties the score at 1. Spins it across the rink. Here's Taves into the Canadian zone. Lost the puck. Hulsa to the left circle. Moves in. Put it over to Kane. Right circle. Put it out in front. And a shot by Hulsa. They score! It's Marian Hulsa. Off kind of a broken play. Taves had the puck beside the Canadian net. His stick was tied up, but the puck slid across the crease. And Hulsa on the near side. Put her home. It's a power play goal. And the Hawks lead 2-1. Puck bounces up the near side. Hulsa at center ice. One hands it down the boards into the Montreal zone. Petrie behind the net. Lost it. Taves walks out in front. Backhand. He scores! Jonathan Taves with a loose puck. He had Scrivens out of position and guessing the wrong way. Taves wrapped it around him with a backhand. It's now 3-1 off. Whips it over to Subban near the top of the left circle. To Markov straight away. Back to Subban. Top of the left circle. Back to Markov. Back to Subban. One-timer. Hit the post. The rebound. Gallagher shoves it on goal. They score. It's actually Max Pacioretty at the top of the crease. Taking the rebound off Gallagher's shot. And flipped it in behind Crawford. With 9:38 left in period number 3. The Canadiens score on the power play and make it 3-2. Head to Kane. Double to pass now. Head to Panarin. He'll carry to center ice on the left wing. Spits it out over the Canadian line down the left wing. Got it. Put it in front. Kane shoots. He scores! Oh, my gosh. What a play. Panarin from the left wing corner somehow found a way to backhand that one through to the top of the Canadian crease. And there was Kane to ram it home. It's 4-2 in favor of the Hawks. Back in behind the Hawk net. Rosenvall's got it. He'll spin it up the right side as time winds off the clock. And the Chicago Blackhawks have won 11 straight games, matching a franchise high set by the 2013 team that won the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks have won 11 in a row. They beat the Canadiens here tonight 5-2. And with the win and the fact that the Dallas Stars are idle tonight, the Blackhawks are now 3 points ahead of Dallas at the top of the NHL Central Division.